Metu Netter Volume 5, Keys to Health and Longevity, continuing with Chapter 8 on page 135. The Peace and Joy Response. The reconditioning meditation is not just an act of replacing the way man thinks. At the center of the system, it is reprogramming the mammalian brain to respond with peace and joy in place of fight and flight. You can now fully understand why I said that the brains are not the originators of the behaviors that are associated with them. They are the vehicles through which the behaviors are processed and stored. If you can't accept that, then figure out how beavers could teach themselves to build dams that conform to sound engineering principles, while most men with much greater brains have not been able to duplicate the feat, or how some ants are able to enslave other groups and use them as slave labor. The list is long. The fight, flight, stress response is not etched in stone or hardwired in the mammalian brain, CPU. Actually, it has tens of thousands that process information simultaneously in harmony and communicated with each other. In fact, it is this brain that is the gate to the life force, the chi, which you will one day learn to manipulate to ensure your social well-being. It governs both the physiological and psychic events in your life. In addition to reprogramming the mammalian brain to respond with peace and joy to any and all challenges in life, it must also be programmed to manifest joy, not to challenges, but to the divine laws that are implanted in the mind. The rule of the divine spirit in healing. The spirit is composed of divine spirit, upper and lower minds, life force, and the physical body. They each have their own function, the divine spirit, which in the Kemetic tradition is composed of three vehicles, the Ba, Ku, and Shechem, in the source of the divine desires or aspirations and the laws that satisfy them. The function of the divine spirit is to, 1, establish the unity, equilibrium, and order in all of the components of man's being, from the lowest subatomic wave and particle to the most complex component of man's being. 2, to spur man to the completion of his or her development, to transcend the human and animalistic stage into her true divine nature that is accomplished, or divine nature. This is accomplished through the 11 desires and their associated laws of truths, ma'at. Stress-induced illnesses arise from the failure to respond correctly to these urges of the spirit. 3, to serve as the storage place for the experiences accumulated by man through his sojourn on earth. At the end of each life, the lower and the higher mind, along with the will, are inspected. If they are found to be 100% in harmony with the Ma'at, the 11 laws of the divine spirit, the mind and the will are absorbed into the Ba portion of the divine spirit. This living of truth is the record of the proof of man's divinity. From there, one man can proceed to live as a divine spirit, a Ba. He or she will be able to incarnate at will with the retention of the spiritual knowledge that was gained. This is immortality, not forgetting the lessons of truth that were gained in past incarnations. You need not go through a whole new round of learning through suffering and illness, the University of Hard Knocks. The role of the divine self-image in healing. The self's active aspect is the will, which has primacy over all that happens in a person's life, meaning that it has the power to override any happening in the mind, emotions, and body. But it does not act directly on the life force, which is directly responsible for the physiological and psychic events. The action of self is limited to the mind. It creates a verbal thought or image, which in turn acts on the life force. But for the thought to have a pronounced effect on the life force, the condition of responding automatically must be created through a process that leads to conviction, belief, or logical conclusion, and or trance. In other words, the thoughts that elicit spontaneous and automatic arousal of the emotions and sensations of the life force, hence an effect on health, are generated by the self-image. The human self-image is the generator of the thoughts that Freudian psychologists assign to so-called subconscious mind. The mind is unconscious. Consciousness is the self. Where not the self-conscious, how could it be conscious of what the mind is conscious of? Psychologists, for the most part, cannot see this because of the reduction in the tone of their cortex, seeing that they freely indulge their emotions as a result of thinking that they are normal and natural. Once the divine self-image, Ausar, is planted into the mind, the hetep or happiness response to challenges and thoughts of the ways of God will manifest in your being spontaneously and automatically. As you now respond with anger, worry, etc., good health, well-being, and much more beyond your imagination will be rewarded. Placing, therefore, the 11 laws of the divine spirit is the foundation of well-being. It is that was meant by the author of Revelations, the last book of the Christian Bible. It states in the epilogue, quote, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city," end quote. The city, you may recall, is the New Jerusalem that is to replace Babylon at the end of days. From the book of Revelations, the source of Christian ideas about the end of days. The delights of the New Jerusalem is, quote, "the river of the water of life, as clear as crystals, flowing from the throne of God. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree for the healing of nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him," end quote. Revelations 22, verses 1 through 5. It is interesting that the Hebrew Bible opens with man's punishment in the form of being denied access to the tree of life, and the Christian Bible ends with the pronouncement that the leaves of this tree are for the healing of the nations. At the time when all evil would have been set aside, the Christian Bible ends with the city in which is to be found God and the Lamb and the river of the water of life and the tree of life. The role of God in healing. The greatest hoax that has been perpetrated on mankind is the fallacy that scientists has proven that God does not exist and that the scientific thinking is the opposite of spiritual or religious thinking. We must first set the record straight about religion and spirituality. The word religion says of itself that it embodies the meaning of reunion. I devoted a great deal of explanations to this in the preceding volumes. please see them. Religions are systems that have their objective, the reunion of man with God. The allegation by scientists that all religions have approached this task in the same manner is very unscientific. There are two fundamental approaches to religion. One is based on belief and faith, the other on knowledge. It is the former that is opposed to scientific thinking. As for the other, the genosis, the knowledge, which includes the ancient Egyptian tradition, we must distinguish two types as well. One is the original system that was practiced in ancient Egypt, and the other was transmitted from Egypt and was not accurately received and degenerated into mysticism and other symbolic practices. Elsewhere in this book and in the previous volumes, I have devoted space to presenting facts that prove the existence of God. I will refrain from adding more. Let those who insist on looking at the facts and continuing in their assertion that God does not exist at least apply the teachings in this book, and as their cortex becomes full of light, they will see for themselves God within and without. I believe that it was Baruch Spinoza that doubted God's existence but left an opening for the belief just in case there is really a hell. But don't wait until after you die to find out if there is a hell. You're suffering illness and premature deaths at the courtesy of hell. A major set of challenges in life comes from the lack of cooperation and antagonism of others. Instead of trying to coerce them, vituperate them, Hindu them and murder them, just be at peace and ask God for help and sit back and enjoy the fact that you have such an ally. You will receive God's help to the degree that you have placed the divine self-image into your mind and are living in truths. Remember this, it is not enough to pray to God for help. You must be making 100% effort to realize the divine nature in which likeness and image you are made. And common sense will tell you that you cannot be divine and human at the same time. If you were made in the same image and likeness of God and you are human, then God must be human. Instead of such blasphemy, you can join the ancient Egyptian initiate who said at least 4,000 years ago that if I die, God dies. Success in the healing meditation practices require that the upper part of the brain, especially the frontal lobe, be in good working order. The only conclusion that we can safely arrive at regarding the health of the brain of most people is that it is pretty bad. We will take a good look at some tips that will prove helpful in this regard. And here ends the reading of chapter 8.